All right. Well, this guy, before each Vanderbilt game, raises his right hand and promises to give a truthful accounting, and does just that every night. Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, joins us here on the Wake Up Zone in our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery Hotline. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. We take that oath before every game, and we try to live up
yes,
to it.
Yes, you do.
Joe, from the last game, you know, and doing your homework for this one, what do you think, you know, what went wrong for Vanderbilt in the first meeting, even though they were kind of, you know, cold from the floor, but at the same time took them to double overtime? But what do you think they need to take out of that first game and to apply it to this one?
Simply getting out-rebounded by 22. You know, that's where I would start. You know, Kentucky out-rebounded them 45-23. And you consider you play double overtime and get 23 total rebounds, you're not pulling a lot off the glass. And they cannot afford to give Kentucky that many second opportunities tonight. So if I was going to start someplace, that would be the place I'd start. If I was going to go anywhere else, it might be to get to the free throw line a little more. I think they got outscored by 9 or 10 at the line, need to get there a little more than Kentucky does, so probably need to be a little more aggressive offensively. But certainly I would think the focus has got to be the boards. They've got to do a better job on keeping even with Kentucky in that department.
And, Joe, be it punching it inside to A.J. Ogilvy, who is a lot more confident today than he was in that game at Lexington,
yep,
or even getting a little bit of dribble penetration and kicking it back out to get those better, you know, to get those better shot looks. And again, I think it's a good omen that Shane Foster had the good performance at South Carolina. He comes into this game confident,
yep,
and he comes in, you know, knowing that he can very well shoot with a hand in his face. So you think about those offensive imperatives for Vanderbilt as they look at this one.
And they've also been taking better care of the ball, Mark. You know, they went through that stretch early in conference play where they turned it over far too many times, and a lot of those turnovers led directly to layups or dunks. And they've done a lot better job of not making that mistake as often. I give Jermaine Beal a lot of credit for that. He's really done a good job of running the offense and taking care of the ball and getting it inside and getting it to the scorers. And so he deserves a lot of credit for that. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think Shane feels pretty good about himself right now. He was very very up after the South Carolina game because he made some big shots with, as you said, a hand in his face or two hands in his face. And I kind of like their swagger right now. They did a little bit of the inside out, you know, into A.J. and then kick it outside. I think we'd all like to see a little more of that, really. Have it go into him and have him distribute the ball because he's a very good passer. Had 5 assists against South Carolina. But I think they kind of feel like they're starting to hit their stride a bit again, even though they're not scoring a lot. You know, this is a team that scored, you know, 80 and 90 points on a regular basis early on.
You think, Joe, that maybe that you, with Ogilvy and the way he's got some pretty kind of Kevin McHale-ish type of moves.
Oh, yeah.
But to get it inside, to get those guys into foul trouble maybe early on, I think that might be a strategy for them tonight.
I'm sure they'd like to do that. Now, Patterson had a really, really good game against him in Lexington. He played very well. Between the two, he had the better day. And so I know that's going to be on AJ's mind as well because Patterson is a big, strong player that's athletic, that can jump and can move. So he's a challenge. There's no question about that. And if you could get him in some trouble – oh, that would be huge for Vanderbilt. There's no question. Kentucky right now is kind of a three-headed monster. They're playing with, you know, Crawford, Bradley, and Patterson that are all scoring about the same clip in a game. And, you know, so as a result, they've got a lot of balance. And it's going to be quite a challenge. Kentucky's playing, I think, much better basketball now than they were when we played them in Lexington. And just because we're playing in Nashville, this is no easy game at all tonight.
Joe, one of the shots that stands out from that game in Lexington was the 15-foot fadeaway that Foster made on the baseline there in that stretch in the second half. You've seen about every game this season. Has anybody ever blocked his shot? And a lot of it is his style of shooting, isn't it?
Where he puts the ball behind his head, it makes it very difficult to block. He gets good elevation when he jumps and shoots, too. And that fallaway is unblockable. There's no way. I mean, he's done that little step-back move on a number of occasions. So that's been one of the luxuries for him. He's got a shot that's difficult to block. I don't recall one of his being blocked this year. It may have, but I don't recall one. And he's gotten better at understanding that. I think he realizes guys probably can't block his shot, so the hand in his face doesn't seem to bother him that much. And, you know, you can go back and look at big games. He had one against Georgia, of course, the one against South Carolina. you know, coming off of a screen at 22 feet and jumping straight up with a guy in your face and knocking it down, you know, that's a pretty special kind of shot to be able to make. And I think because of that, he's got a lot of confidence, and that's why he keeps shooting. You know, and then even when he was struggling a little bit early against South Carolina, he kept shooting when he got his looks. And Kevin's encouraged him to do that, and he's bought into that. And so, I mean, if you're a shooter playing basketball, all you want your coach to tell you to keep shooting. And that's
like, give me that green light.
That's exactly right.
All right, we'll give you the green light. 7 o'clock tonight for the pregame, 8 o'clock opening tip, Vanderbilt and Kentucky. Joe, thanks a lot.
Looking forward to it, guys. See you tonight.